Sunshine Coast nonprofits were among BC arts and culture organizations to receive funding this year from the provincial government's Community Gaming Grant Program. More than $120,000 in funds were spread between 8 institutions. Anne Kong, the province's newly appointed Minister of Municipal Affairs, this week released the full list of 162 community organizations across BC funded for arts and culture programming this year. A comparable number of sports initiatives also received money from the program, which annually distributes commercial gambling revenues. Deer Crossing the Art Farm, based in Gibson's, received an injection of $30,000 for its community engagement programs. "I think it speaks to the programming we offer, and the people who are doing the programming," said Chad Hirschler, founder and director of Deer Crossing the Art Farm. "The one distinction with gaming funds is it gives you some dexterity with how you can use it to support some of your operations, which a lot of other funders won't allow. Other grant-making bodies stipulate that funds cannot be used for salaries. The community gaming grant does not restrict its contributions in that way." Hirschler's organization applies the funds in part to its Little Hands program, a creative drop-in in Lower Gibson's for preschoolers and homeschooling families with primary-age children. The activities focus on use of natural and recycled materials. In Seashelt, the Sunshine Coast Arts Council benefited to the tune of $25,000. "After a long hiatus, we returned to getting this grant last year," said Sadira Rodriguez, the council's curator and director. "It essentially provides free activities to the public, allowing us to pay artist fees for exhibitions and speakers' fees so we can provide programs accessibly to our community." Gaming funds contributed to the council's fiber art youth mentorships and exhibition, as well as investment in a downtown weaving studio set up in collaboration with the Seashelt Nation. "It supported our community banner programs where we showcase youth work, but also intergenerational Seashelt banners," Rodriguez added. "It supports anything that is in community that allows us to engage." Also headquartered in Seashelt, the Coast Recital Society received $19,500, an amount designated almost entirely for performer fees, according to Recital Society Secretary-Treasurer Alec Tebbett. "It helps us get artists that might be a little more difficult to get," Tebbett said. "It's been an awful couple of years for artists and for us, that this makes it better for the whole artistic community." The Recital Society runs an annual fundraising campaign, whose proceeds dropped last year due to COVID restrictions. In addition to regular concerts, the Society also organizes outreach for visiting artists like its recent guest artist, cellist Eleanor Frey. "Eleanor really contributed to all sorts of things in the community," Tebbett said. "We had her doing a workshop for cello students, and then she met local string instructor, Sarah Poon, and they talked and played gamba for a full hour." The Driftwood Players Society of Gibson's is applying its $17,500 windfall to rebuilding its capacity for live theater productions, which was diminished by the COVID shutdown. "We've managed to put on 2 full-scale mainstage productions this year," said Bill Forst, Driftwood's treasurer, "as well as the very successful Halloween show at the museum, despite having very little ticket sales income over the past 2 years. Driftwood is the oldest extant community theater group on the Sunshine Coast. It has run live theater, pop-up productions and classes for more than 50 years. A portion of the gaming funds benefit the Driftwood Theater School, which offers drama instruction to youth and adults. The Coast String Fiddlers, a youth performing group based in Gibson's, received $8,000 in grant funding. The popular string ensemble is currently running workshops with music educator and performer Serena Eads. Madeira Park's Fiberworks Studio and Gallery Society netted $8,000. Fiberworks offers exhibitions throughout the year and is presently showing creations by members until December 18. The Coast Rogue Arts Society, which will run its next multidisciplinary Rogue Fest from August 18 to 20, 2023, received an investment of $8,000. The Pender Harbor Music Society garnered $5,000 to sustain its annual concert series that in 2022-2023 features 11 marquee performers. Province-wide, more than $4.4 million were disbursed this year in community gaming grants. "Healthy, vibrant communities are key to a healthy, vibrant province," said Minister Kong, "and these grants are one way our government is helping people in communities thrive."